his booster shot. And yes, he is over 65. He's over 75, too, by the way. Is it going to be enough to get this thing over? I mean, if they won't buy the first two shots of, the vaccine, what makes you think they're going to be able to push this third shot on the American public?
You know, I think the dichotomy is really that the people who've gotten the vaccine, most of them, you know, especially if they're in that older age range, are probably going to be fine with getting a third shot. You know, they look at whatever marginal increase in protection they can get and say, well, that's great. I think that's worth it. And I think it's, you know, the people who are unvaccinated who, you know, for whatever reason, you know, as you said, if they aren't taking the first shot or the first two shots, the third shot is really immaterial. But I mean, I think the key thing about the vaccines is that they're incredibly effective in terms of protecting the person who got the vaccine from serious illness. And, you know, that's really the best you can hope for from a vaccine. It'd be great if the coronavirus just went away, and I certainly we'd get close to that if everyone was vaccinated. But, you know, since that hasn't happened, the next best case scenario is that you are able to protect yourself by getting the vaccine. And you are. I mean, the stats on how effective the vaccines are at preventing serious illness is incredible. And it, I mean, especially if you are in a high-risk age group, you know, if you're over 60, even if you're over 50, I mean, I urge you to get vaccinated. I mean, at one point in Nevada, it was 1 in 8 people over 70 who tested positive for the coronavirus died of the coronavirus. I mean, and whatever your concerns are about side effects, and I certainly understand those and thought about those myself, you know, if you're in that age range, they are not anywhere close to a 1 in 8 chance of death.
Yeah.
So there's my pitch for the vaccine.
There you go. No, that's a good way to end things. Victor, as always, man, great to have you with us, and thank you so much. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. When we come back, the president got the vaccine, the booster shot, today. Over the weekend, the former president didn't get the booster shot, but he was out there amongst them in Perry, Georgia. Big, huge crowd. We'll talk about that, and I'll even let you hear some clips from the speech. It was amazing. He talked for over 90 minutes, I think. He was absolutely brilliant. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 3:30, as we check things out on area roadways, those major delays continue as you try to work your way through the downtown freeways on the 515. I know some people still call it US 95, but 95 goes on forever. The 515, of course, on that side of the Spaghetti Bowl towards Henderson. 515 east at Main, bumper to bumper. 515 westbound at Eastern. That road construction continues well into next year. Got a crash northbound Buffalo at Summerlin Parkway. The left lane is blocked in that incident. Your touch and go, US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. And those 24/7 lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Lamb Boulevard till October.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV football getting back onto the practice field. They played well on Friday night, but still came up short against number 22 Fresno State, 38-30. And now they are going to match up against Texas San Antonio coming up this weekend. The Raiders get an overtime win over the Dolphins, 31-28 on the final play of the game. Daniel Carlson hits a 22-yard field goal. Raiders are 3-0 for the first time since 2002, and they will face off against the Chargers on the road coming up next Monday night. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Join Macy's in support of Girls Inc. now through September 30th. Here's how you can help. Give back online now or round up your store purchase amount and donate your extra change up to 99 cents to Girls Inc. The funds we raise will go to college readiness and STEM programming for girls to inspire them to be strong, smart, and bold. Make your donation to Girls Inc. today at Macy's stores and Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear from the former president, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He was in Perry, Georgia. And he went after, this was great stuff, by the way, he went after General Mark Milley on leaving something like $68 million in military gear behind in Afghanistan. This is cut one, by the way. There is some questionable language at the end. We'll give you a, you know, if you got kids in the car, you might turn it down for a second. It's just salty. It's salty. It's not obscene. It's not... You know, we don't have to push the dump button or anything like that. But this was the president in Perry, Georgia, Saturday night. Here it is.
Milley said to me one time, I'll never forget it, sir, it's more expensive. It's more expensive, sir, to take the equipment than to leave it. I said, really? You mean you have a $10 million tank? You put it on a plane and that's more expensive than leaving it? He said, it's more expensive. And I never forgot that statement because that's probably the first time I realized that he was stupid. But you know what I did say? I said, so we have brand new aircraft just out of the factory, and it's sitting on the runways, and our soldiers are fleeing and surrendering to guys with knives. Good fighters, by the way, but guys with knives that I got along with very well. They understood they're not going to screw around. I almost used the F word. And you know, it would have been more effective if I did, but they would have... He used a horrible word, so I didn't do it. Remember, I didn't do it. It would have been so much more effective if I used the word. Maybe later on. But with Millie and with all these people, they flee. I said, why wouldn't you have brought in 200 pilots? 200, we have the best pilots in the world. We have the best soldiers in the world. We have the best military in the world. I rebuilt the military. Space Force, don't forget Space Force. I rebuilt. So why wouldn't you bring over real fast? First of all, you shouldn't have left anything behind. So I don't even like this idea. But assuming they really wanted to leave it behind because they're stupid, why wouldn't you bring over 200 pilots? Just take the planes and fly them to Pakistan. And then you bring them over or fly them to some other country of which we give them all so much money that they all treat us well. Okay, you know, we get ripped off by everybody. But why wouldn't you fly the planes out? Instead, they leave the planes. And then they said, because they were so embarrassed because they probably didn't even know what they were doing. They had no idea what they were doing. They said, no, well, we disabled it. You know what they did? They let the air out of a couple of tires of one plate. They didn't disable anything. These guys have the best equipment anywhere in the world. They're probably the best armed soldiers and equipped soldiers in the world. They have goggles, the likes of which nobody, the goggles, the night goggles, they call them. I can see at night better than I can at 12 o'clock in the afternoon with the sun. That's how good they are. Better than our soldiers have, the latest models. And they have thousands and thousands. They have hundreds of thousands of rifles and weapons and machine guns. Hundreds of... We left it there. And there was no reason to leave it there. We could have taken a year, 2 years, 4 years, or 2 months to get the hell out. There was no reason. We had them so at bay. They weren't going to play games because they knew that if they did, they were going to get hit harder than any nation has ever been hit at their home, because it's all about their home, because they were never hit at their home. But we know where their homes are, and we were going to hit them very hard, and they understood that. That's why I told you before, 18 months we didn't have one soldier killed, and even Biden said that. It was a mistake. He said,
well, I will say that no soldiers have been killed in 18 months, and his people are screaming at him, don't say that, you stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that. Yeah, just classic, classic Trump. It was great. And that was in Perry, Georgia. A little bit later on, we'll let you hear him take on the numbers in Maricopa County, the audit that was just completed. And some of the stuff is really good. Anyway, but I spent the better part of late Saturday afternoon watching the speech and cutting it up for you so you would have that. I want to remind you, coming up top of the hour, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. He's just got to be on cloud nine. That big, beautiful stadium of his that he and his members built. And he's got a 3-0 football team. His favorite team right now is the Raiders. Okay? He grew up, you know, with the New York teams and all that. I think the Jets were his team. But now he's got a new favorite team, and it's the Raiders. I think it's just amazing. And they did it yesterday in dramatic fashion in OT. Stay where you are. We'll check in with Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up in just a couple minutes as well, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so we now know what's going on. There's going to be a vote in the House of Representatives on Thursday on the bipartisan bill, the infrastructure bill. They may even vote on the $3.5 trillion vote on the infrastructure. This is the bipartisan and the 3.5, which is the human infrastructure bill, and that's the Build Back Better bill as compared to the other bill. It's very confusing. They got names for all of them. It's really bizarre. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. The big question is, how much is it really going to cost America if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are successful in jamming this thing through? Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us. The price tag on this thing is astronomical. It's more than just $3.5 trillion plus $1.2 trillion. It's a lot more than that, and there are a lot of jobs that are going to be at stake, right?
Well, and that's the problem here is, okay, you're throwing a lot of money out there and creating a lot of debt, but there's a cost to that, too. And there's a group called the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And what they've done is they've kind of crunched the numbers a little bit here. And they believe that this big government legislative agenda could kill as many as 5.3 million jobs and generate some $4.5 trillion in debt. Now, it also studies the gross domestic product of the U.S. They say that it will be reduced by $3.7 trillion and cost nearly $3.5 trillion in the package. So it's kind of a tit for tat. But let's just run down some of the numbers that it's going to cost people. Of course, the top marginal income tax rates, along with federal, state, and local taxes, some people, Kevin, could be paying upwards to 65% of their earnings.
Mm.
When you combine all three, federal, state, and local taxes. And, of course, the people in states like California and New York and blue states, they typically pay more in state income taxes. Luckily, we don't have any here yet, but we'll see what happens in the coming rates, the coming years. Now, the corporate tax rate would be 26.5%, and that's up from 21%. So that's a huge increase in what they're talking about here. Taxes would be raised on tobacco and vapor products, primarily used by those who earn less than $400,000 a year. Remember, no tax increases for people making under $400,000. You remember that bumper sticker line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not true at all. There's also a marginal income tax rate on small businesses would be raised to 24%. Now, there are some small businesses out there that make less than $400,000. So their taxes would go up, too. So it's smoke and mirrors is what it appears to be in paying for this. And if you look at the families, the national debt increase would be an extra $35,000 on each American household. That, again, this is according to the study from this group in Texas, the Texas Public Policy Foundation. So, I mean, it's got a whole list of things that goes on here that it's costing a lot of taxpayers who make less than $400,000 a year, which that was the promise from Joe Biden and the Democrats.
And by the way, Susie Lee and Jackie Rosen and Dina Titus, I mean, all of these folks are saying they're gonna vote for this stuff, and the fact is they simply cannot, and we cannot let them do that. It's, you know, the great thing about the House of Representatives, you know, unlike Jackie Rosen in the Senate and Catherine Cortez Masto, they run every 6 years, but in the House of Representatives, these people have to run for election.
That's right. And a lot of people, okay, let's take these so-called moderate Democrats, for instance, in Arizona, Kristen Sinema, the senator there, she's opposed a lot of this massive tax and spending. They would have, the state of Arizona would have to absorb $97 billion, and it could destroy some 115,000 jobs in that state. West Virginia, another moderate Democrat there, Senator Joe Manchin. West Virginia would absorb $24 billion of the cost in this, and 29,000 jobs would be lost. So you see, in Texas, even much, much more. They would lose over 450,000 jobs if this is passed, just based on what's in it. You know, who was it? Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass it before we can see what's in it.
She's doing it again.
Yeah,
trying to do it again. Yeah. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens on Thursday. There are some 50 Democrats who say they plan on voting against it.
Okay, so that's good. But they do expect to get some Republicans. I think there's at least 10 Republicans that are thinking of voting for it, from what I hear.
They too have to run for re-election.
Yeah.
In the House of Representatives. It would be interesting to see what happens. Thanks, man.
You bet.
Gentleman Jim Dallas always has a little something extra to add to the mix. I want to go back to the president's speech and this criticism of Mark Milley, General Mark Milley's policies on Afghanistan. And let's go to cut four, because the former president talked about General Mark Milley's Afghanistan policy and saying, this is cut four, that it was all wrong. Here it is.
Milley is an idiot. I got to know him. He's an idiot. Okay? They moved the military out first. Let's get the military out. And then after that, we'll negotiate for hostages, okay? And let's leave them $85 billion in America's finest weapons and latest equipment. And he abandoned hundreds of American citizens in enemy-occupied territory, and the press is trying to play the whole situation down like it never took place, because they are among the most corrupt people
in this country. You don't even see it anymore about Afghanistan. They don't talk about it. They don't talk about it, but I will. The Democrats are after me with prosecutors and everything else they can think of. Like, they want to make sure that I just be quiet. But you know what? They want to silence me just like they've silenced so many others. It's one of the reasons we don't get the support we should from a lot of very good Republicans, but they're not as brave as they have to be. And others are in agreement with us, but they're afraid. The people we're dealing with are evil and angry and destroying our country. They're destroying our country. And they want to go after me because I have, they think, a big mouth. I don't have a big mouth. You know what I have? I have a mouth that tells the truth. I have a mouth that wants to save our country. Now Biden is bringing into the United States tens of thousands of unvetted, unscreened Afghan nationals who never worked with the Americans before, including those with child brides. They have a child bride, 13, 14 years old. And we're going to resettle them, I guess, with the child bride. Are they doing that? With the child bride. A lot of those people that rushed the planes are not the people that worked with us. They're people that wanted to get out. You're going to see some bad things happen over the coming years. It's a disgrace. In just the last few days, one Afghan national arriving in our country has been charged with sexually assaulting a child, another with strangling and beating his wife, and in New Mexico, a great, great place, by the way, a group of male Afghan evacuees reportedly ganged up on a female American service member and brutally assaulted her.
That was the president's Saturday night, Perry, Georgia. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ever tried to get through airport security without an ID? Good luck with that, right? Ever filled out your tax return and handed it to a stranger who knocks on your door promising to deliver it to the IRS? Yeah, probably not. But that's exactly what Steve Sisolak has done with our elections by refusing to ask for an ID to vote and signing a law that allows campaign workers to show up at your door and take your ballot. It's called harvesting, and it was a felony until Sisolak changed the law. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, as our next governor, will fight to change all that and to enact laws that make it impossible to steal an election. Sheriff Lombardo spent 30 years defending our rights and keeping us safe. He's exactly the conservative leader we need to shake things up in Carson City. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll check in with Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. A little bit later on, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, will join us. What are the prospects of Las Vegas being awarded the Republican National Convention for 2024. Would that be cool? That would be really, really cool. We'll also talk about the continuing crisis surrounding the Clark County Republican Party. Who answers a phone? When I call the Clark County Republican Party, who answers a phone?